At the time that the ghost dance religion began in the late 1800s, and this song is being sung again with the great Indian ancestral fathers. There is the Father coming. There is the Father coming. The Father says this as he comes. The Father says this as he comes. You shall live, he says, as he comes. You shall live, he says, as he comes.
Heaven's Door. You're listening to the Bob Dylan Birthday Marathon on Community Radio 2SER, where the time is just a couple of minutes past 11 o'clock. We'll be with you live until 2, and the music will carry on until 4, the Bob Dylan Birthday Marathon. A big thank you to the programmers from 2SER who made way for us yet again to shoulder our way in and do our annual show for the Bobcats of Sydney, Australia and the world. Congratulations to Peter, who knew that Wigwam was backed by backed with Copper Kettle, and Peter's listening in Queensland. So, welcome to all our Queensland listeners too.
And yes, it's not bad for a one-off program, as it was intended to be at the beginning. 33 years later, here we still are. Yeah. Well. In talking about religion, we have to talk about the shadow side of things, because it's not enough to put things together and imagine that you have solutions to every single problem in the world. No philosophy can claim that without saying, oh, this is really bad. That lot of people are really bad. You know, you're going to create a shadow wherever you go if you do that sort of thing. Now, there's a very interesting term that comes from the poet Lorca, which is, I'm not sure whether Lorca actually penned the word, but the term is duende. And, duende is essential to art. Mm. It is the fact that you are not going to live in an ideal world, that there is pain and suffering, and yet one has to transcend that. And the dark sounds are the mystery, the roots that cling to the mire that we all know, that we all ignore, which comes from the very substance of art. dark sound, said the man of the Spanish people, agreeing with Goethe, a mysterious force that everyone feels and no philosopher has explained. So it's a force, not a labour, struggle, not a thought. Well, an old maestro of the guitar said, duende is not in the throat. The duende surges up inside from the soles of the feet, meaning it's not a question of skill, but of a style that's truly alive, meaning it's in the veins, meaning it's of the most ancient culture of immediate creation.
Can you tell me where we're heading? Lincoln County Road or Armageddon? Seem like I've been down this way before. Is there any truth in that, Señor? Señor. Señor. Must I keep my eyes glued to the door? Will there be any comfort there, Señor? There's a wicked wind still blowing on that upper deck. There's an iron cross still hanging down from around our neck. There's a marching band still playing. The suspense anymore. Can you tell me who to contact here, Señor? Yeah.
I should perhaps acknowledge my source here. The article Bob Dylan and Duende is by Tara Jane Halligan Zook. It was published in January this year. Great article, Bob Dylan and Duende. And one of the things she says is, with Dylan, his power is not in technical perfection. Duende is about the emotion, the fire, the pain, the human tragedy, the joy, the easily crushed, fragile tenderness that never sinks into sentimentalism, the intimacy, the ability to touch deep in a way that superficiality can never do. Duende also means genuineness and authenticity, the ability to convey regret and pain, joy and disillusionment, speculation and knowledge, truth and fiction, the value of silence, and the meaning in a sigh or a breath. It is the power of a moment in time. As Lorca said, it's impossible for it ever to repeat itself, and it's important to underscore this. Duende never repeats itself any more than do the waves of the sea do in a storm. Any more than the waves of the sea do in a storm. Terry, what do you think of that song?
Ah, okay. Well, in 76, like, this thing about Bob Dylan's unshakable monotheism, one could easily go, oh, yeah, well, that's just reading too much into one thing. But it just seems to come up again and again and again that, like no other rock and roll singer, Bob drags God into the picture. In Joey, Bob says, well, maybe there'll be justice, maybe if when God gets around to it. In Blind Willie McTell, Bob says, well, God's in heaven, but down here it's hell. That kind of a thing. In 76, Bob said, the highest form of song is prayer. And when I listen to some songs, I really feel like Bob could be talking to God. I started thinking like this long before I thought about God much. When I heard Dear Landlord for the 100th time, Father of Night, Señor, and then things got serious when I Believe in You and What Can I Do for You came out. I hear Shooting Star and Stay With Me. They all sound like prayers built on Duende, built on human suffering. Prayers that rise from our cry of human suffering.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Yeah, I think that actually comes up in the song Paid in Blood. Or Pay in Blood, is that what it's called?
She'll be playing later.
Okay, should we go to the next track?
Summer nights, the jukebox playing alone. Yesterday everything was going too fast. Today it's moving too slow. I got no days left to turn. Nothing left to burn. Don't know if I saw you, if I would kiss you or kill you. It probably wouldn't matter to you anyhow. You left me standing in the doorway crying. I got nothing to go back. In this place, it's so bad.
midnight moon. Maybe they'll get me, and maybe and it won't be here. There are things I could say, but I don't. I know the mercy of God must be near. I've been riding the midnight train. Back. He would go up against every rule.
don't put a price on my soul. My burden is heavy, my dreams are beyond control. When that steamboat whistle blows, I'm gonna give you all I got to give, and I do hope you receive it well, depending on the way you feel that you live. I know you've suffered much, but in this you are not so unique. All of us at times we might work too hard, too heavy, too fast, and too much. And anyone can fill his life up with things he can see, but it just cannot touch. Dear landlord, please don't dismiss my I'm not about to argue, I'm not about to move to no other place. Now each of us has his own special gift, and you know this was meant to be true. And if you don't underestimate me, underestimate you.
Dear Landlord, from what Bob referred to, who knows why, as the first biblical rock album. It reminds me of a book that came out soon after Bob kind of disappeared into obscurity. A young journalist went to Hibbing to interview Bob's mother. Toby Thompson was his name, and he wrote called Positively Main Street.
I didn't like that book much.
Okay, but she said some interesting things. Toby Thompson said, I noticed a sort of a religious theme in Bob's songs. And she said, oh, yes, Bob's very religious. When in his house in Woodstock, he's got a pulpit with a Bible on it. And and he gets up every morning and reads it. And when he was a young boy, he used to go into all the churches. And this was very shocking news to me after seeing Bob at the stadium in 1966, tearing the establishment and every kind of established idea apart, in a
but
sense.
But God said to Abraham, kill me a son.
That's true.
He's got so many biblical references.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
throughout the music.
Yeah, that's right.
Gates of Eden.
But
you know,
to think of Bob as having, as religious and as a keen Bible reader was rather shocking, I can assure you, after the shows in 1966. But anyway, leaving that, Bruce was just letting me know that the word Zimmer in German can be translated room. I also heard recently it can be translated carpenter, and that this is perhaps the guy in the room or the carpenter talking to his landlord. And it's been suggested that this is a song to Albert Grossman about Dylan's contract. But what fascinates me is that Bob is singing this very deep-sounding song with a gospel piano accompaniment, and he's gospel singing. He's not singing like a country singer. He's got the rhythms of a gospel singer. And I wouldn't sing that to my man. I wouldn't sing that way to my manager, say Michael Chugg or something. You just wouldn't do that. Mm. Anyway, but there you go. And so that to me is one of the kind of prayer songs. And here comes something similar from John Wesley Harding. I dreamed I saw St. Augustine.
I dreamed I saw St. Augustine, alive as you are me, tearing through these quarters in the utmost misery, with a blanket underneath his arm and a coat of solid gold, searching for the various souls whom already have been sold. Arise, he cried so loud with a voice without restraint. Come out, ye gifted kings and queens, and hear my sad complaint. No martyr is among ye now whom ye can call your own, but go on your way accordingly, but know you're not alone.
Robert Adamson, I hope you really enjoyed that. Well, we spoke of conversion earlier in the program, and I actually found an account that St. Augustine himself wrote of his conversion. Late have I loved thee, O Lord, and behold, thou wast within, and I without, and there I sought thee. Thou wast with me when I was not with thee. Thou didst call and cry, and burst my deafness. Thou didst gleam and glow and dispel my blindness. Thou didst touch me, and I burned for thy peace. For thyself thou hast made us, and restless our hearts, until in thee they find their ease.
This is the Bob Dylan Birthday Marathon on 2SER. And we have another quiz question. The quiz question is, on the 8th of May, 1965, Bob Dylan sat in his hotel room in London and played It's All Over Now, Baby Blue to a bunch of guests, including Donovan. What was the name of the hotel? It's 8th of May, 1965, that famous scene in Don't Look Back, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, slaughtering Donovan. I thought I'd just mention. What was the name of the hotel?
What is Bob Dylan's concept of God? This is what someone An interviewer asked him
1978,
about his 71 visit to Israel. And Dylan was asked how he imagined God. And he said, "I can see God in a daisy. I can see God at night in the wind and rain. I can see creation just about everywhere. The highest form of song is prayer. King David's, Solomon's, the wailing of a coyote, the rumble of the earth. It must be wonderful to be God. There's so much going on out there that you can't get to it all. It would take longer than forever." Well, Terry, about your choices of song?
Okay, yeah. I can still remember where I was when I heard this next track. The thing about Bob's music is that he hears the whole thing, and if someone else sings the song, it just isn't the same song. Some of the albums are like that, and this particular one, I think. And the combination of the words, the music, the very confronting idea that people just don't want him around because he believes, and then followed by the serenity of Mark Knopfler's guitar solo, makes this a very powerful argument for something.
my heart, keep me set upon from all the plans they do pursue. And I don't mind the pain, don't mind the driving rain. I know I will sustain, 'cause I believe in you. It ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid. And the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we friends, though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried. The Germans now too have God on their side. I've learned to hate their rust. emotions all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If I them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion tell. The words fill my head and I fall to the floor. But if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
This is the Bob Dylan Birthday Marathon on Community Radio 2SER. And Terry, you've got a song for us.
You mean now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is a song that Bob sang on his third last album set, The Shadows in the Night. It's a song that was written for a movie called The Cardinal that came out in the 1960s, and it can easily be interpreted like a prayer. People, as usual, people wanted to know what. Okay, so what's Dylan up to now? Oh, I see. He wants to be Frank Sinatra. But of course, the story is always much more interesting than that. And if anyone really wants to know what Bob's up to and what he thinks about his records that he puts out, a really good source is interviews that he does with a journalist called Bill Flanagan. Bill Flanagan's been interviewing him, I think, since the 70s or 80s. And on the Bob Dylan website, bobdylan.com, there's a lot of those Bill Flanagan interviews have been published, and also a very interesting interview that he did for a senior citizens magazine called AARP, and also a long 30-minute speech that he gave for an organisation called Music Cares. So if you want to know what Bob Dylan thinks and what he feels about music and his songs, and you don't want to read books that are all about people's opinions and you want to hear his opinions, Bill Flanagan and those interviews are a really good place to go. Now I'm going to sing this song that's called Stay With Me. Should my heart not be humble? Should my eyes fail to see? Should my feet sometimes stumble on the way? Stay with me like the lamb that in springtime wanders far from the fold. Comes the darkness and the frost, I get lost, I grow cold. I grow cold, I grow weary, and I know I have sinned. And I go seeking shelter, and I cry in the wind. Though I grope and I blunder, and I'm weak and I'm wrong, though the road buckles under where I walk along, till I find to my wonder every path leads to thee. All that I can do is pray, stay with me, stay with me.
skies and clouds unbound by laws. They cry in rain like a trumpet sang and asked for no applause. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. From the trees and clung to a new love's breast. Their branches bare like a banjo moan to the winds that listen the best. I gaze down in the river's mirror
one of Dylan's more Blakeian lyrics, and it brings to mind many conversations I have with our loved and missed Bob Dylan contributor in many ways the heart and soul of the Dylan Show, Arnie Goldman.
The very originator, and he liked Blake nearly as much as he liked Bob, I think.
I think so. And he never lost his sense of humour around Dylan. He loved in particular how he sings the strength of strings. And I'm sure he had some reason that why he would say strength instead of string.
Because
yes. Strength is...